shout it loud, hallelujah. To shake hands with two or three persons, say you are welcome in Jesus' name. Jesus is going to bless you today. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Raise up your right hand to the heavens and declare this loud and clear. My Father,
Baba mi,
plug me to the socket of the Holy Ghost today. In the name of Jesus,
loruko Jesus,
open your mouth and declare it. Plug me to the socket of the Holy Ghost today. Plug me into the socket of the Holy Ghost today. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say, every pot of darkness, cooking my glory, break! In the name of Jesus, break the pot of darkness by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, aha, 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 aha,
Benny.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
This next prayer is for everyone here today.
Adura to kon yo wa fun gbogbo eniyan to
be. Make sure that you pray with aggression.
Eri pe e fi pa gba adura na.
O Lord of God.
Iwo Olorun
arise.
Gide
part my Red Sea.
Can
I hear the sister saying this this morning? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody shouting it loud and clear. In the name of
Jesus.
Let the wrath of God arise and part my Red Sea. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing it loud and clear, hallelujah. Wonderful morning here, and declare this louder than anyone around you. Please make sure that nobody's voice overshadows your own now. You will shout this loud and clear. Pharaoh of my fathers out! Let my people go. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare. Something must happen to you here this morning. The Pharaoh must release that which he has held captive. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Wonderful God, we thank you for this wonderful morning.
Olorun iyanu adupe fun owuro iyanu.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Gbapẹ wa loruko Jesu.
The prophecy concerning this morning's meeting is that you will surprise us. Lord, I pray that you would lay your hands upon your people in the name of Jesus.
And
by the time we leave this service, let all the glory belong to you. Let all the blessings belong to us. And all the shame belong to the devil. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. There is someone here this morning whose life will no longer remain the same after this meeting. This is not a joking matter. If you are that person, shout the loudest
hallelujah.
Crushing the yoke of satanic delay. Crushing the yoke of satanic delay. Please listen very, very carefully to this short message, which is just scratching the top of a deep message. Crushing the yoke of satanic delay. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 12. Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 12. He says this: hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. To defer there is another word for to delay. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. I pray that all the hearts that are sick here this morning, as a result of satanic delay, shall receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Now go right back to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 19. There was somebody there that was asked to depart from a place. But the spirit of delay held him down. The spirit of delay held him down, and it will have held him down unto final destruction. Genesis chapter 19, verse 15. And when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot. They were listening the man saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Verse 16 says, and while he lingered. Can you turn to somebody and say, I will not linger unto destruction? Turn to another person and say the same thing loud and clear. Turn to a third person and shout it loud and clear. While he lingered, when the angels had no option, they laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hands of his wife, and upon the hands of his two daughters, the Lord be merciful unto them, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. So, In modern day language, the angels dragged them out of the place. The spirit of delay had come upon Lot and his family. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, I read from verse 1.
Deuteronomy 2 from verse 1.
I say this again, beloved. By someone here this morning whose life will no longer remain the same after today's
service.
So I've said it again a second time. Then we turned and took our journey unto the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spoke unto me, and we compassed Monseer many days. Read this Yoruba very well. And the Lord spoke unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northwards. They were roaming around the same place. The spirit of delay. A dog chasing his tail. Beating about the bush had caught them up. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, we say tragic story. Matthew 25. I'm reading from verse
8.
And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamp had gone out.
But
the wise answered and said, not so. Lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him
to
the marriage, and the door was shut. Finish. The delay caused by their not acquiring extra oil made the door to be shut against them. I decree by the decree of heavens this morning that every limitation, every stagnation, every stillness that the enemy has fired into any life here, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to delay? To delay means to retard. To hinder. To prolong. To postpone until a later date. To slow the thing down than expected. To be consigned to the waiting room of life. It means to arrest. To detain. To suspend. Or to withhold. That's what you mean by to delay. So generally it's to slow down. Slow down. That's why we keep telling people. Any dream about picking snails, picking tortoises, they are terrible dreams. There's dreams of delay. If ever the person will arrive. Because if you put a snail down now, I said, get on your marks. Get set. Go. Your destination is London. The snail will not get there till it dies. There are several kinds of delays. And I want you to understand this very well. Destiny. It's a function of time. And destiny is an interest of God. Because that's why he created you. Destiny is an interest of man. Because man wants fulfillment. Destiny too. Is an interest of devils. So they target the destiny of people. Satan troubles a person because of his future. So most time when the devil looks at somebody, and he finds that he cannot derail your destiny completely, then it delays you. It delays you. Believing that when you are delayed long enough, that the person will be destroyed. Try the story of the five foolish virgins. They delayed the purchase of their oil. They bought what they should buy at the wrong time. They delayed and the door was shut. The door of destiny is closable. Once it is closed, that is it. I decree by the decree of heaven again today that you will not regret. In the name of Jesus. If you are wearing your shoes, my amen will be loud and clear. So delay is destructive. God knew this when he asked those angels to drag Lot out of. I have information for you here this morning. There are angelic forces here that are here today to set you free. So that if there is a delay that has been holding you captive, they will forcefully pull you out of that struggle of delay. In the name of Jesus. Different categories of delay. There is only one good delay. All other delays are bad. That is divine delay. God sometimes delays deliverance. He delays breakthroughs. For his own specific purpose. For example, if God knows that you are going to have an accident at the front, he may decide to puncture your tire now. So where you are busy fixing the tires because of the delay in fixing that tire, the tragedy will happen minus you. There are people who, if they had caught up a vehicle at the motor park, they would not be alive today. But something delayed, they may be old up, something they got there late and the vehicle was just leaving. And by the time they got there, they found that the vehicle they were rushing to catch had crashed. So by divine intervention, they were delayed. That is the only good delay. I've shared these testimonies with you before.
What is
Let me share it again today so for you to understand what they call divine delay. Many years back, there was this fellow who came to me and said, Pastor, God said, you are the one who will pray for me. And I will get a scholarship. You will pray for me. I will travel abroad. You will pray for me. I will get a PhD. God said it's you that will do the prayer. So every service day, every counseling day, he was there waiting for me. This was many years ago. Sometimes when I was busy, I say, excuse me, sir, you can go away. I'm so busy. They say, no, if I'm the last person, I will wait.
Nipa miran ti se ba po fun mi won wi fun pe e ma lo na ise po fun mi lo ni rara o won duro to won fi ri mi.
There was a day I was even already in my car. He rushed to the car and put his head inside the car, said, just lay your hand on my head and pray today's prayer on it.
Ojo kan isele kan ti ese de bi pe mo ti wa ninu oko mi o ni lati sure wa ba mi ninu oko o ba tori bo nu ferese oko pe sa dawo le mi sa.
And this went on for 3 years. It got to a time whenever I saw him coming, my heart to make beam, say, this man is here again today.
He's here.
Amen.
Amen.
You can imagine my joy. The day he came to my office,
said,
Pastor, your prayers have been answered. This is my ticket. This is my scholarship paper. I'm traveling tomorrow. You can imagine my joy. I was so happy to get rid of him. So I said, kneel down. Let's pray. I prayed for him for 15 minutes non-stop. So that he won't come back and trouble my life. And he went. Praise the Lord. When he arrived at the first airport, policemen were waiting for him. And they arrested him. Put him on handcuff. And they were taking him away. They said he was a drug carrier. As they took this man away, in that foreign airport, he was shouting loud and clear. Upon all the prayer that Dr. Lukoya prayed for me, they say arrested me here. This is not good enough. I'm sure those white men who arrested him will have been wondering, who is Dr. Lukoya? What is this man talking about? So they locked him up that night. The man did not understand what was happening. He cried and cried and cried in the cell. By the morning, he was not crying again. He was dancing. Because by the time he saw the newspaper, the next plane he was about to take had crashed. Everyone died. In the plane. His arrest at that airport was detained him from entering to that place. So when the policeman came the second day, I said, sorry, we want to apologize. It was a mistaken identity. It's not you. It's not you want to arrest somebody else. Promise us you will not sue us. That's what you call divine delay. Sometimes God wants to clear away some enemies that are surrounding you that will not allow you to enjoy your benefit.
Nigba miran Olorun o fe lati gba gbogbo awon ota to yo ka ko pa won kuro ko le ba gbadun ibukun
re. Those who eat your breakthrough alive.
Awon ti won o je alaja re loye.
So he clears them away.
Yo wa gba won ko lona.
That is divine delay.
Idakolo that is the,
that is the only good delay.
Idaduro to dara kan soso re.
Any other delay.
Eyi to ba tun ku
is from the enemy.
Latojo ta ni.
And should be handled as such.
Asini lati fowo lile mu.
Unfortunately, sometimes when we are saying God's time is the best.
O wa se ni laanu pe nigba mi ta ba so pe akoko Olorun lo dara ju.
That God's time sometimes has passed.
Akoko Olorun yi nigba miran o ti koja.
This is why we are here today.
Dire ta se wa bi loni.
So there is divine delay.
Tori na ko Olorun o da nkan duro wa.
Then there is personal delay.
Keniyan o fowo ara re da nkan duro na tun wa.
Like Lot.
Bi ti Loti.
There is programmed delay.
Idaduro ti won seto wa.
There is inherited delay.
Idaduro ajogun ba si wa.
There is witchcraft delay.
Idaduro awon aje wa.
Witchcraft delay.
Idaduro awon aje.
Now say that I was praying with a twin.
Ojo kan wa ti mo n gbadura fa awon beji kan.
A younger one of the twin.
Taye beji.
The younger.
E to kereji.
Not Taye.
Kende.
Mm-hmm. Kende. Oh, is Taye the sinner in your town? Okay. Kende is the sinner in your town. Okay. Kende. I was playing with the Kende, the junior one. And she said, man of God, you can pray for me, but don't touch my head.
I said,
why? See, don't just touch it. But it was that head that I touched. And she began some terrible witchcraft confession. And one thing she said that bothered me. She said they had put the marriage of Taye on the shelf. And that Taye will not marry until she is married and she has had 3 children.
Ati pe Tayo ni roko fe afigba to n ba ti loko to n si bimo meta tan.
That is witchcraft delay.
Idaduro ajeri.
I used to think the twins were very good friends, but this one took away my theory.
Mo ma n lero wi pe ore lawon beji ni, sugbon isele yi lo pa iroyin re.
There is unconscious delay.
Idaduro aimo wa.
There is hidden delay.
Idaduro to farasisi wa pelu.
There is marital delay.
Idaduro ninu igbeyawo wa.
There is prosperity delay.
Idaduro iserere si wa pelu.
There is progress delay.
Idaduro ninu itesiwaju wa.
There is strong man delay.
Idaduro okunrin alagbara wa.
When a strong man is assigned to detain and delay a person.
Nigba ti won ba yan okunrin alagbara lati da enikan duro ko si mu ki ire re o pe.
There is evil dedication delay.
Ifiji buburu.
There is evil covenant and curses delay.
Idaduro egun ohun majemu si wa pelu.
So there are different kinds of delays apart from the divine one.
Onururu idaduro lo wa yato si itolorun daduro.
But one fact I want to tell you this morning is this.
Supo otito kan bi we so fun ani loro ire.
Most delays in good things.
Opolopo idaduro ohun rere
are sponsored by the enemy.
Ota lo nse.
Most of these delays are programmed by the enemies of our destinies. And this is a very, very serious situation. When I was 15 years old, I sat for entrance to the university exam.
We're
in the high school at that time, secondary school. And then there are so many people who came to sit for the exam. In the room where I was seated for the exam, I was the only one without beard. All of them were old men. I thought that was a joke. Until we closed and left the place. And I saw some people, their children were waiting for them outside. So daddy, have you finished the exam? Daddy, how was it?
aduro ota lo seto e.
When you are doing the right thing at the wrong time is not good enough.
Nigba to ba nse ohun to to lakoko ti o to ko dara to.
When you begin to suffer postponement of blessings.
To ba bere si ni jiya ninu ta pe ni kibukun eni o ma pe de.
Unnecessary hatred by people who should help you.
Ikorira ti o ye latoda awon to ye ki won ran lowo.
Difficulty by destiny helpers to locate you.
Ko ma soro fun awon ti yo ran ayan mo re lowo lati wa ori.
You found that you are suffering from retardation in your business and your career.
Ori pe o ri daduro ninu owo re ati ninu ise re.
You are having this repeated sickness and is lingering on until it renders you financially useless.
O sha isan aisan to ma nsele lati gba de gba to ba ku loni yo fo la dide titi to fi je gbogbo o re tan.
You have appointment for good things but they keep deferring the appointment.
Won fo ni ba pade pe ko wa gbo rere kan sugbe ti won fi bo pade won sun si waju.
And so we are getting to a situation where the enemy is laughing at you.
O wa de ogongon bi ti ota tin fi ore rin.
We are getting to a situation where the delay is now leading to bitterness, to anger and to provocation.
O sun de ogongon bi to je wi pe idaduro o tin fa ikoro, o tin fa ibanuje okan, o tin fa ekun sisun.
Cause is weeping and is making you really and uncomfortable.
O fa fun lati ma sunkun to si je kagara o ma da o.
It brings accusation and counter accusation.
O fa kawe ni o ma fesun sun o ni
gbogbo pa. And you are calling you a wizard because of delay.
Won si n pe o laje, won pe o loso nitori idaduro.
And because of this some people are even backslided completely, they left Jesus.
Nitori eleyi opolopo ti e tun ti peida, won ti fi Jesus sile.
Some were seeking for alternative solution, they got into terrible problem.
Awon kan won wa ona bayo nibomiran, won wa tun wonu isoro si.
In my last visit to England, I saw a woman.
Ni ire ajo mi ti mo lo kain lo si ilu oba mo ro obirin kan.
She was seeking for foot of the womb.
O so po n wa omo.
When the in-laws wanted to throw her out.
Nigba ti awon ebi oko fe le jade.
I went to this man of God in quotes.
O ba lo ba eni to pe lojise Olorun.
So that man of God said, well,
lojise Olorun ni o da.
Before I pray for you,
ki to gbadura fun
o, let me cross check that the anointing to be actually sealing your body.
Je n wo boya mi ororo ati bi mo sin be lara re.
So remove your blouse and remove your bra.
Ro boso to wo leke.
I'm going to pump your breast with my hand.
Won fi ese mi gba omu re.
Then listen to it. The voice will speak there if the anointing is there.
Wa tete si o soro lati be. Ti amuro iba nbe.
I said, sister, then what did you do?
Wa ni arabinrin kile se.
I had to do it, sir.
Olorun ko ra ni.
So but now you refuse to leave the breast alone.
Oni nigba to wa ko ti o fo mu isile mo.
Then you started shouting.
O wa bere si ni kigbe.
Delay.
Idaduro.
Is what pushed you into that kind of
thing. Olorun to fa to ti sinu kini.
Anything.
Ohunkohun.
That the enemy has programmed into anybody's life today.
Ti ọ̀dá ti ṣètò sínú ayé ẹni yòówù lónìí.
That is delaying your breakthrough.
Tó ń dá àlàjá rẹ dúró.
The power of God shall crush them.
Agbára Ọlọ́run
shall crush them. But then,
Amosha.
Delay has some causes.
Idaduro o ni awon kan to ma nfa.
The greatest cause is disobedience and sin.
Eyi to ga julo to ma nfa idaduro ese ati aigboran ni.
When you are living a life of sin,
nigba to ba npe igbe aye ese,
God abandons you.
Olorun pa o ti.
He says,
o wi pe,
as for such,
furufe awon eniyan yi
has gone aside.
Ti won ti ya kuro lodo.
Their crooked ways.
Ti won lo sona buburu won.
The Lord will lead them forth.
Olua o fi won sile.
With the workers of iniquity.
Pelu awon onise ese.
So well, I say you should go my way. You don't want to go my way. It's okay. Go your way.
Mo ni orin lona mi, Olorin lona mi, o da ma ba ti e lo.
So this is my program for your life. You don't want to follow it. Okay, I will tear my own program. You go your way.
Eto mi re faye re wo si fe tele, o da won fa eto temi ya wo ma se ti e.
So if you are living in disobedience and sin, repent.
So ba gbe ninu ese ati aigbon ronu pada.
Idolatrous background can cause delay.
Kéni o jáde láti ìdílé ìbọ̀rìṣà, ó lè fa ìdádúró.
Evil covenants and curses can cause delay.
Májẹ̀mú búburú àti àìkú búburú, ó lè fa ìdádúró.
Satanic ancestral background can cause delay.
Kéni o jáde láti inú àwọn ìrandíran
Satanic dedication can cause delay. Demons arresting a person to one spot can cause delay. Ignorance, spiritual ignorance can cause delay. There are so many young people now who say they are born again, but they've not started praying yet. In fact, one of the new generation preachers in this, the pastor in the new generation church, or whatever they call them in this country. Somebody brought a tape of a message he preached to me to listen to.
And come follow Iwasu.
Say, I want you to listen to this tape. I listened to the tape. And he got to a place. God is not this hard now. Some people, when they are praying, say, particularly a mountain of fire. Say, don't worry. They are all coming back to pray. That time there may be nobody to help them, but they will pray. They are saying in ignorance that they don't need the prayers. Delay can be caused by what you call the heavy load. The enemy sees that somebody is moving too fast. Okay, I'll put a heavy load on your head so that it will slow you down. Many of the young brothers and sisters, all this, their sex outside marriage, the enemy is putting a load on you to slow down your destiny. Before you realize it, the enemy will have compiled a trailer load of luggage on you and you can't move again. Diversion can cause delay. Helpers
forming
can cause delay. Spiritual indecision can cause delay. Doubt can cause delay. Using your tongue wrongly can cause delay. Those men say we are like grasshoppers. In Numbers 14, God said, okay, since with your own mouth you say you are grasshoppers, so shall it be. Fear of the future can cause delay. Closed gates can cause delay. God gave Israelites Jericho, but the enemy has closed the gates. Closure of gates can cause delay. Are you here this morning? You find it difficult to start project or finish projects? You do profitless hard work. Divine helpers that are supposed to help you, they are rejecting you. You got a very bad employment, very bad job, or you are jobless completely. Or you have been attacked with a dream. Cobwebs, snails, chains, being tied down, getting into a hole and not coming out. All these, they are evidence that you have been tied down. What is the way out? Number one, you must ensure that there is no sin in your life. Any sin in your life will only delay your miracle. Any sin in your life will only make God to tarry in coming to your aid. The Bible says, arms are not shortened so that he cannot help.
What
is sin has made him to go far away from you. Your sin has made him to go far away from you. Number two, you must have faith. And you must be patient. If the delay is from God, you must be steadfast. If the delay is from God, you must pray inquiry prayer to know whether God is telling you, wait. Or God is saying, no. This is an attack. Treat it as a war. Treat it like a war.
Shape yoku.
And then violence.
Luipa.
Violent prayer.
Adura toni.
Seeking for divine intervention.
We wa kyolong o dasi orong.
Right from the book of Exodus in chapter 4.
Lati no we exodu orikeni.
They have been, God have been saying, let my people go.
Na lorun ti pe je ki awon eniyan mi ki o lo.
Chapter 4.
Orikeni.
Chapter 5.
Orikarun.
Chapter 6.
Orikefa.
Chapter 7.
Orikeje.
Chapter 8.
Orikejo.
Chapter 9.
Orikeson.
Chapter 10.
Orikewa.
Chapter 11.
Orikokanla.
Not until chapter 12.
Afigba to de orikejila.
Was the yoke of delay broken?
Ni ajaga idaduro to fo.
Was chapter 12 that yoke was broken?
Orikejila ni ajaga ito fo.
Was chapter 12 that yoke of delay was completely crushed?
Orikejila ni ajaga idaduro ilolorun.
Why is somebody here today?
Eni kon be ni iloni.
Today is that chapter 12 in your life.
Oni ni orikejila na ni aye yo.
And every power of Pharaoh must die.
Para Pharaoh o si ku.
In the name of Jesus.
For Jesus.
Violent prayers,
adura,
is the only way out of the yoke of satanic delay. Violent prayer has the ability to break through our bodily vessel.
Adura, toni pa.
Violent prayer is the only prayer that violates the law of gravity.
Adura toni pa oni kon soso lorun ofin seda.
It will break through to heaven itself.
Yo lo sinu orun fura re.
Violent prayer will break every ritual and formality.
Adura to ni pa yo fo gogo etitu ati gogo agbekale.
Although violent prayer may sound very offensive in some ears,
o tile je pe adura to ni pa only John, or Tony, let your own.
That was how he sounded offensive the day Jesus stood by the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. It was very offensive.
But she tried, do not Tony, Nipati, Jesus, do not need Boti Lazarus, Tony Lazarus, O John Tony.
There is an enemy at the gates.
Otambe lenono.
That doesn't want the believers to possess their possession.
So, vekawo ni gbagbo ki won gba awon eni.
Violent prayers are pounding relentless prayers.
Adura to ni pa adura to won nkan lai simi.
Shake the gates of hell.
Wa ma ni enu ona ra padi.
God is happy when you see somebody who can pray those kind of prayer.
Inu Olorun si ma dun to ba ri ru eniyan to le gba adura.
Because the Bible says you Jehovah remembrances.
You Jehovah
remembrances. You who remember Jehovah.
Iwo Jehovah to ma ranti nkan.
You who remember Jehovah.
Iwo to ma ranti Jehovah.
Give him no peace.
Ma se fun ni isimi.
Until he has made Jerusalem a rest and peace on the earth.
O ba ti mu ki Jerusalem o ni isimi ni aye.
Give Jehovah no peace.
Oni ma se fi isimi fun Jehovah.
Continue to bombard and pound heavens with your prayers.
Ma ko lo orun pelu adura re.
This morning, we have 30 prayer points to pray. Each of those prayer points has been prepared by the Holy Ghost for somebody here. And as we begin to pray this morning, strong and awesome things will begin to happen. And what the enemy has already concluded,
that
no way, all of a sudden, there will be an overruling power. And there will be a way. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. Sisters, I want to beg you here this morning. If you want to tie your scarf, tie a scarf. If your head gear is disturbing you, maybe you should dismantle it and put it down. This is not the day to be struggling with those things. Because we want to move behind the enemy lines now.
Nitori afẹ ruri koja ota bayi.
Behind their lines.
Afẹ lọ sigba gede ota.
Break into their information room.
Ka wo inu yara iroyin won.
Look into their books.
Ka wo inu iwe won.
To see what they have used to hold anyone here down.
Lati ri ohun yohun ti won ti fi de ẹni yohun mọlẹ
bibi. And then to dismantle those things.
Ka si tuki na won ka.
And crush the yoke of delay.
Ka si fọ ajaga idaduro.
As we begin to pray in this place now.
Nibi a o se ma gbadura nibi.
Many strange things will begin to happen.
Ọpọlọpọ ohun to ṣajeji o bẹrẹ si ni ṣẹlẹ.
So if you are found yourself into the service of this money.
Tori na to ba rira re ninu isowuro
yi. You didn't come here by chance.
O se si wa o.
The Holy Ghost organized for you to be here today.
Emi mimo lo seto fun lati wa
bi. All eyes closed.
Igbogbo jo wa ni bibi.
But you see if you hear this money.
Sugbon ori bi to ba be bi lo wa yi.
I am not born again.
To ti da tun bi.
You have not to surrender your life to Jesus.
O si jowo aye re fun Jesu.
Don't bother to pray this prayer. It won't work.
Ma bi kita ati gbadura iko ni sise o.
Whatever you are.
Ibi kibi to ba
wa. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are. And say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
For said I should pray, immediately we close. Don't rush home. Just find a way to the
Father.
Amen.
Amen.
Now listen, beloved. I am not going to stop a prayer point. Until the Lord said it's enough. And that the reason he asked us to pray it has been fulfilled. I say once again, this is the third time. There is somebody here this morning. Beginning from this morning, your life will no longer remain the same. If you are that fellow, shout aloud, hallelujah. This is the first prayer I want you to pray.
Adura, come on, move it.
Sisters, please pray hard today.
You
know the devil hates women with perfect hatred. The battle between the devil and the woman has started since the book of Genesis. The devil does not like any woman at all. And he wants to prepare sorrow for them. This is one sister. I want you to go into holy madness in the prayers of this morning. So that you can be what God wants you to be. Every part that has been delaying your laughter, delaying your joy, delaying what should happen in your life. You have an opportunity to
increase
them here this morning. Sister, say this after me. Arrows of satanic delay. Sisters, can you say it again loud and clear? Brothers, shout it loud. I'm impression.
There is someone here,
Elikon baby,
a strange voice someone do many years ago. That is the voice that has been holding down your destiny. But today you have been set free. Thank you, Jesus. All of backwardness. Fired into my hand and my legs. Can you shout this loud? Five persons here.
In your mouth, Dilla Bombi.
Right away, you are.
Nibitewa.
Witchcraft arrows.
Offer one, yeah.
Polygamous witchcraft arrows.
Offer, yeah.
They're coming out of your body now. Let me wait for that to be completed. Coming out. Through the mouth. Through the nose. From the head. From the legs. From the hands. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. This is number three. When somebody is stagnant, there is a problem. You are not moving forward.
Oh, love you.
Then those who left behind are catching you up.
I want to say,
don't negotiate with that situation. That situation has to change this
matter.
Shout this loud and clear. Chains of stagnation. Silence. Somebody is feeling the fire of God
in our Lord
on the head.
Lori.
The fire is going from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. And as that fire is going, it is mopping up. Stubborn infirmities. Your dreams of death has just been cancelled. And satanic swellings on your body have been mopped up. And the tastelessness of death in your mouth already. Tastelessness of death, tastelessness has also been completely cancelled. It's a sister right there.
It's
an evil tight rope that you used to feel around your waist. There is a slapping sound now. And that rope binding your waist has been released.
Aha.
Then. Say this loud and clear. Do not tactics. Organize against my job. Can you say this loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus,
scatter!
Scatter!
gbàdúrà.
Is someone here this morning?
Any company ilo yi.
In whose life the chains of stagnancy has been broken.
Ninu aye eni ti sheke sheke buburu ti fa.
Within the next 24 hours.
Laarin wakati merinlelogun.
Something will happen that will move you forward.
O sele ti o po tesiwaju.
The evil and dreadful on the body of someone.
Akole buburu to nbe ni ikun enikan
has been wiped off.
O ti pare.
So when you say you have an unconscious covenant, you don't know about it, you are 40 years old. But it's an unconscious covenant with familiar spirit for you to die this year. Something is snapping in your forehead. And that covenant has been broken completely. Shout this louder than anyone here. Arrows of disappointment. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Don't negotiate.
But do not do that.
Today is not a day to negotiate.
Oniki is your joy. Do not do that.
Aha.
Ben.
That is a sister Rose. That's your name.
Alabini kwa tangpe ni Rose. Don't baby oru kore niye.
Sister Rose, you are here. That's your name.
Alabini Rose oru kore niye. Don't baby.
You are supposed to be stinkingly rich. But all your wealth have been gathered from you and planted under a tree. But you were praying the way you've never prayed before over there. By the time you get home today, you will begin to see the evidence. That your wealth has been released. Somebody with an abnormal leg, swollen leg, abnormal swollen leg. Check that leg now.
Yes, there you are.
You find that the swelling in that leg has been depleted. Two kinds of person the Lord is placing before me now. The Lord wants to make somebody here a millionaire, makes another person here a billionaire. All you need to do where you are.
To
make a vow before the Lord. Immediately that happens. You will give the Lord a quarter of it. Make that vow before him now. Because this thing is in the next few days. Make that vow before the Lord
now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Now, this particular prayer, sisters, please, if you pray this and your voice goes, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Sisters, say this after me loud and clear.
The
power of hard life. Sisters, is that the best you can do today? Brothers, shout it loud. Everybody together.
Continue.
adura.
This is wonderful. Somebody is here.
And you come bendy.
Your presence always invites hatred. When you get home from today's meeting, you see some kula nuts in your company. They use kula nut bewitchment to cause hatred for you.
One lobby that is babode.
Aha. Just gather those kula nuts and burn them to ashes. And that will be the end of what the enemy is using to delay your
victory.
There is someone here. Your father loved you so much before he died. But what your father did not tell you was that his serpent that he used to worship, he programmed it into your body. A woman.
Why the
way you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And that ancestral serpent is coming out. That's the person over there. It's coming out. And that person that strange insects used to follow around. And they seem to be biting your body. The reign of insects has been quenched now. So many people here today will get newer and profitable jobs. Shout this loud and clear. Of shame. The surgery is going on.
Ise abe nlo.
Surgery of the heart.
Ise abe ninu okan.
Going on.
O nsele.
Something is being pulled out.
Won fa nkan jade.
Of somebody's heart.
Kuro ninu okan enikan.
You can breathe easily now.
Ko le ba mi pelu irorun.
That's right.
Dabe.
Yes.
Then.
That swollen stomach.
Ikun to wu yi.
And it is very hard.
To si le.
Touch it now. Softened down. And the power of God is already been mobilized to help you. Shout this again loud and clear. Heavy power assigned to make me rise and fall. Can you say this loud and clear?
Lord,
this is number 10.
Ikewari.
Forty-six sisters here. Let there be silence. There's a touch of heaven upon their lives. To remove what the enemy has planted there. That is causing sorrow of heart for them. And that is causing marital stress and distress. Let there be silence. A touch from heaven is going on this 46
sisters.
That's right. His hand is going from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Whatever has been taken from you
and
has been hidden in the waters,
it's
been brought back to you now. The fire is burning in your chest, in the breast, in the womb, in the legs, in the head, in the chest, in the womb. Yes, the fire is burning now. That's right. Forty-six sisters. The serpent of death. Coming out.
Bye.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister, when you get home today, one of you, be very careful where you enter. Because you see this small bat flying around. Don't be afraid. Smash the bat down. Anoint it and burn it. This number 10 prayer. If the Holy Ghost said we should stop here, then we'll stop here and continue next Sunday.
Every
power of my father's house. Every power of my father's
house.
That is delaying my progress. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Someone is
here.
In your life, nothing works. But a change has happened now. Another person here, you have been dreaming of dead people, dead relatives. The arrows of death have gone back to the center. Someone here too, the enemies that are assigned against you, they are making an ashamed and determined effort to wreck you. before this day runs to an end, they will be soundly disgraced. If you are that person, that you are dreaming of seeing yourself wearing rags, that arrow has gone back to the sender. Plenty of things are happening here today in this place. Say it loud and clear. This is a very serious prayer. And don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own. Satanic decree.
Ashe Satani
over my picture.
Lord, I will run me.
That is, the enemy is using your picture for things. Can you shout that again loud and clear?
If you are the father of Sadiq Samson, please go to the hospital ministry now. The father of Samson, go to the hospital ministry.
Can you shout it again loud and clear? Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. Shout this now loud and clear. Please. We are now walking against the wall of Jericho. Every Jericho gate. After the order of the wall of
Jericho,
I want you to shout seven Jericho destroy hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now
Now take a roundabout turn to where you are standing now. Face the opposite direction. And point your fingers there. Every agent of delay. Sign against me from this direction.
Do you want your load to see me like the people
take one right turn now. Just one right turn. Point to that place too. Open your mouth and pray the same prayer.
Take
another right turn now. Open your mouth and pray the same prayer. Another right turn now.
Open
your mouth and pray the same prayer. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Now stand in your normal position. And point to the earth. Open your mouth and pray the same prayer. Just declare it loud and clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Now point your hand to the heavens and declare it loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Now with a loud voice, pick any song of praises from your own house and sing it loud and clear. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when you have brought you to this service, must go wonder say Lord, the mighty God we serve, the glorious Father we serve, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, brother. So many transactions spiritually has taken place here today. So many destinies have been changed. But we've prayed only about 12 of those prayers. We'll deal with the other 18 next Sunday. By the grace of God. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.